is the glass ceiling. On Hard Facts. Hard Facts.
Are our schools discouraging girls from going into tech? Monday was the International Day of the Girl, and the theme this year is Digital Generation, Our Generation. By choosing this theme, the United Nations is asking all of us to reflect on what needs to be done to make sure that girls have equal access to digital literacy skills as boys, so that as they grow up, they can become equal stakeholders in the digital economy. But is that happening? I want to tell you a story that happened here in Lagos last month. September was back to school month, you know. So there was this boarding school, very expensive school, one of those schools with lots of extracurricular activity for children. Last month, they sent a notice to the parents to let them know the activities for the new year. Perfectly normal, of course. But where it gets interesting is the activities. The activities were split into two: activities for boys and activities for girls. Here are the activities that were listed for boys. Gaming, that's video games, cycling, reading, drama, art, orchestra. And these are the school's activities for girls: baking, reading, cooking, tailoring, hair making. Let's look at those lists again. Extracurricular activities for boys: gaming, as in video game, cycling, reading, drama, art, orchestra. Then school activity, extracurricular activity for girls: baking, reading, cooking, tailoring, hair making. This is why when you and I argue on the glass ceiling about, no, that's how women naturally are, I say, you're not reasoning this thing well. You're not reasoning it well. Because look at this thing. Look at this list. The only digital activity being offered is gaming. Right? So no coding, no design, no spreadsheets. And even that second, even that gaming is reserved for boys, not girls. This is a private school in Lagos. It's one of the more expensive ones. My question is, if a school like that will segregate activities for each gender, is it safe to assume that the same thing is happening in other schools? What's happening with your children in their schools? What do they have for them as extracurricular activities? You tell me. Are girl students being given the same opportunities to learn digital skills as boys? Or are our cultural beliefs about what boys and girls should learn, are they getting in the way? Waiting they shall, waiting they occur. 0700-993-993-993. For men, for women, 01-465-7190. 01-465-7190 for women. What are your girls learning in school? What are they doing as extracurricular activities? Are they being given the same opportunities to learn digital skills? Now, you say that, but video game no be digital skill like that. Nah, but video games are a gateway into tech. They are. Talk to any 10 software developers today, and I'm sure that more than 6 will tell you that they played around with video games as kids. But as you can see, here in Nigeria, we've decided that video games are for boys. And other activities like cooking. What's that list again? Let me look at it again. Baking, reading, cooking, tailoring, hair making. That's what's for girls. Is this what's happening in your own child's school? What are the extracurricular activities available to your own girls if they're going to mixed schools? If they're going to all girls' schools, what's available for them there? 01465-7190. For women, for men, 0700-993-993-993. Hello.
Oh, finally.
Thanks for calling. What's your name?
James on the line.
James, welcome.
Yeah. Sandra.
Hmm.
I know what will be running through your mind when you're mentioning those things.
Mm-hmm.
Like, this is a perfect example for you to explain what you're saying.
Mm-hmm.
And I think it's ignorant, and I will not blame. Who should I put the blame on? Because it's like, this is how they've wired the society to be. It's unfortunate because when they go abroad and they now begin to see the opposite, it makes them to become like they are coming from an alien world. Because over there in abroad, the gender is not, you see female going to space and, you know, doing some amazing things. And, you know, if I have a girl child, I will never allow that kind of segregation to happen to her, like give her the opportunity for her to learn certain skills in her lifetime, and to be segregating her because of one, what's the meaning of that? It makes no sense to me. I think it's ignorance that is causing all this. It's ignorance. They need to be open to the new world which we are, because if you restrict them that way, when they go to the outside world, they will not be able to stand. Because when they see their colleagues, people like them, achieving so much, they'll be feeling inferior.
Okay. Thank you. All right, James. Thank you very much for calling. 99.3. Hello. Sorry about that. Call back if you can. Hi. Good afternoon.
Hello, Sandra.
What's your name?
Good afternoon.
Good afternoon.
This is Olamide. I'm calling from Abadifoya.
Olamide, good to have you on the show.
Hello?
Yes. Good to have you on the show. What do you think about this story? All right, I guess Olamide wasn't hearing me. Hello. Hello. 99.3. Hello. Oh, I don't know what's happening over there, but call back if you can. But yeah, like I was saying, video games are a gateway into tech, right? If in Nigeria we've decided that video games are for boys and other activities are for girls, which is, of course, ridiculous because anybody can play video games. Growing up, I played video games. I don't have two heads. But in homes and schools all over the country, girls are being told that it's not for them, which means they don't grow up with the same level of interest in games and computing that boys do. And so when it comes to time to choose a career, of course the girls are less likely to go into computing than boys. That's how it works. It's nurture, not nature. It's how you raise them. It's not how they were made. It's the same for politics. It's the same for football. So when girls want to play football, no, women know they play football. So how are they going to be interested in watching soccer? That's why every time when you're watching soccer, she's asking you all kinds of questions and you're like, oh, you're disturbing me. It's the same for politics. Oh, she's not very interested in politics. Well, because where's she going to stay and talk about politics? No one's talking politics to her when she was growing up. My father and I talked politics all the time. It's nurture, not nature. And that nurturing is happening everywhere. It's happening in her house. It's happening in her school, from nursery to primary to secondary, where she's being told that the extracurricular activities available for her are baking, reading, cooking, tailoring, and hair making. Bamidele is in Lekki. Hello, Bamidele.
Hello.
Thank you for calling.
Good afternoon.
Good afternoon.
Yes. I think I want to, this question about segregation is actually around nonsense. And I blame the parents. What are they looking at that their children are being treated like that?
Okay.
I brought up my own children when tech was not even a thing, you know. But all of them can play video games. It was just coming up at that time. You know, there's no segregation at all. They all do the same things. They all have the same access. They went to the same school. So I don't understand what they're saying. Today, the only female I have is a doctor.
Aww.
In her home, she's the handsome person.
Hmm.
They want to do something about electricity.
Mm-hmm.
Their car has issues.
Mm-hmm.
She's the one that knows what to do.
Oh.
Yes. You know. And the guys, they can do virtually anything.
Mm.
In fact, the guys, one of the guys prefers to, it does a lot more cooking than the girl.
Mm-hmm.
Because he's interested.
Mm-hmm.
You know.
Mm-hmm.
So this, when the parents open their eyes, they are paying so much money and they don't have enough sense to have input in the education of their children.
Mm-hmm.
Of course, that's a problem.
Mm.
You know?
Mm.
So, it's their fault. Oh. Not the school's fault. It's what they are...
It's what the parents are allowing.
Yes.
Bamidele, thank you so much for calling us. Ah, okay. If you're just tuned into the glass ceiling, hello. Good afternoon to you. It's almost 16 minutes past 4 o'clock. And I'm telling you the story of this school in Lagos where they sent a notice to parents last month during back to school season to let them know the activities for the new year. You know, normal stuff. The activities were split into two activities for boys and activities for girls. And the activities for boys were gaming, as in video games, cycling, reading, drama, art, orchestra. And then for girls, baking, reading, cooking, tailoring, hair making. In 2021, the year of our Lord, 2021, we're still raising homemakers. You know? Oh. So the only digital activity being offered is gaming. So no coding, no design, no spreadsheets. And the gaming is for boys, not for girls. Private school in Lagos, very expensive private school. If a school like that will segregate activities for each gender, is it safe to assume that the same thing is happening in other schools? Is it happening in your school? Are girl students being given the same opportunities to learn digital skills as boys in your children's school? Or are our cultural beliefs about what boys and girls should learn, are they getting in the way? All the time on this show, I'm always talking about conditioning. This is conditioning. This right here, that's what conditioning is. That's what conditioning means. That's what it means. Because if from now all she's learning is that how, you know, it's to cook and to bake and to tailor and to make hair, all of the very traditional roles that women have been allotted from time immemorial by the ancient practices, you know, when there were no knowledge jobs, right? So back in the day, these were some of the more common things that women, you know, were quote unquote allowed to do. So if she's growing up and she's learning that this is what is for her, and the boys are learning that this is what is for us, when you now find a girl that comes and says, nah, I want to play video games, the boys are looking at her like, what are you doing here? Go and be with your other women. There's no place for you here. The same thing for other women who will look at a woman who wants to go and go into sciences or go be an engineer or, you know, go play video games. What are you doing there? Come and stay with us, your fellow women. How dare you want to rise above us? It all starts from here. That's all we see, Amo. Now here we discuss. That's all we see. If we've decided that video games are for boys and other activities are for girls, which is ridiculous, it means that we don't have girls growing up with the same level of interest in games and computing that boys do. So when it's time to choose a career, you will have less and less women in tech, less and less women in the digital economy than men. Abi no be so, or am I overthinking it? Do you think I'm overthinking it? 99.3. Hello.
Hello. Hello, Sandra. This is Alex. I hope it's okay to call back on this particular topic.
Yes, it is. Go ahead.
Okay. Let me say this. I think that list, the way it's been drawn up, is a reflection of the mind of the person who is in charge.
Okay.
The person, that's the mind of the person that you are seeing right there on the list, right?
Okay.
If I were to speak directly to that head teacher or whoever it is responsibility to draw in that list, immediately bring down that wall.
Okay.
Because come to think of it, let's say you have two kids in that school, a boy and a girl. It's like you are. It's like they're in two different institutions. If we go by just that list, and that's what you're paying for. It should be for the child. Instead, draw up a limit. Like you take 5 extracurricular activities, and let the child choose for him or herself. I've seen master bakers. That is first class bakers that are men. I'm not even talking abroad now. I'm talking about here in Nigeria. It's limiting, you know, to say the least, the effect of that kind of, you know, segregation. It's not right. It's not right at all. You know, that's what I have to say. They should bring down that wall.
Okay, Alex, thank you for calling back. 99.3. Hello.
Hello.
Thank you for calling. What's your name?
My name is Kene. I'm calling from Agbara Estate.
Kene, welcome. Go ahead.
Thank you. I want to comment on the your first two topics.
Okay.
Yeah. Now, the police.
No. We've moved away from that, sir. But thank you so much for calling in. 99.3, hello. Hello.
Hello, good afternoon.
Good afternoon. What's your name, sir?
My name is Kayode.
Kayode, welcome.
Yeah, I was listening to this program, and I want to say this. The society everywhere has its values, have their standard that has been set over time. But it is individual persons that have to make a difference and say, no, I will change the course of things. I'm a proud father of 3 girls.
Okay.
And right from the beginning, I know being girls, by societal standard, they are disadvantaged.
Okay.
So I set out to make sure that there's a difference in their own lives.
Okay.
I am into sciences just like their mother.
Okay.
And right from the time they were very young, I bought a computer, this desktop computer, and I made every one of them have access to it, playing with it whichever way they know how to. And over time, all of them have this interest in sciences, such that my first daughter ended up being an architect, the second one an electrical engineer, and the third one a computer scientist.
Nice. Okay.
And they are doing very well. And they did not just have degrees in those courses, they are practicing them. And they have very high degrees in them, not just let my people go degrees. So it's a matter of parents consciously making a difference in the life of their own children, not allowing somebody else to determine their lives for them. The schools are doing just basically what they are paid to do. You are the one that will object. No, I don't want that. This is what I want. And not by forcing the children, but by encouraging them and providing an enabling environment for them to show interest in those things. Even though all my children are girls, I am not really complaining because of what God have done for me through them. I'm very, very proud of them, and they can stand shoulder to shoulder with any man anywhere. So that's my contribution.
Thank you.
Any parent make a conscious effort to change course of things for these our children. Thank you.
Kayode, thank you very much. See, I allowed that Kayode talk. How many of us are like Kayode? Do we do enough to encourage young girls to be interested in science and technology? Or do we overtly and covertly push them to other areas? I'll tell you a story about something I noticed growing up, you know, that happened. In fact, let me quickly tell it before we head off on this break. But I noticed growing up that intelligent boys were more likely to be encouraged to study sciences so that they could become doctors and engineers, while intelligent girls were encouraged to become lawyers, for example. For the longest time, they used to call my mom, Mama Barrister. You know? And then there's the more general problem of fewer girls getting an education than boys. You know what? There's data that I will share with you after we come back from a break. And then we'll take more of your thoughts on this subject. But seriously, are we doing enough as a society to encourage girls to go into tech? I'm Sandra Ezekwesili on social media. Don't go away.
95.3 Nigeria Info.
Your number one station for talk. Let's talk.
That was a long one. Welcome back. We have to make money. They have to keep paying me salary. But welcome back to The Glass Ceiling. I'm Sandra Ezekwesili. It's 4:40 on the clock at the moment. Are our schools discouraging girls from going into tech? I'm asking that question because I shared a story with you that we saw last week. One of the expensive schools here in Lagos sent a notice to parents to let them know the activities for the new year for the children in their school. And the activities were split into two: activities for boys and activities for girls. The ones for boys were gaming, cycling, reading, drama, art, orchestra. And then the ones for girls were baking, reading, cooking, tailoring, hair making. And before the break, I did say that video games are a gateway into tech. I told you, in fact, that if you talk to any 10 software developers today, I'm sure that six of them will tell you that they played around with video games as children. But in Nigeria, we've decided that video games are for boys. It's not just Nigeria, to be honest. All over the world, you have more boys than girls playing video games. That's also why all over the world, you have more men than women in tech, even though things like coding were originally women's jobs. But that's a story for a very different day. Now, why are we having this conversation about girls or women in tech? Because Monday was International Day of the Girl, and this year's theme is digital generation, our generation. What the United Nations is hoping to do with this theme is to ask all of us to reflect on what needs to be done to make sure that girls have equal access to digital literacy skills as boys, so that they, when they grow up, they can have equal access to the digital economy. They can become equal stakeholders in the digital economy. And when you think about it, it's not just video games, right? Do we do enough to encourage young girls to be interested in science and technology? Do we overtly or covertly push them to other areas? I told you before the break that growing up, intelligent boys were more likely to be encouraged to study the sciences so that they could become doctors and engineers, while intelligent girls were encouraged to become lawyers, for example. You know, and then there's the more general problem of fewer girls getting an education than boys. We have data from the Federal Ministry of Education, and they say that 62% of out-of-school children in Nigeria are girls. 62%. That's 2 out of 3. So that means that for every out-of-school boy in Nigeria, there are 2 out-of-school girls, twice as many. And you can't have digital literacy without basic literacy and education. So if fewer girls than boys are getting access to basic education, that means more girls are automatically disqualified from becoming digital natives. And we've had this conversation before. I just remembered, we've had this conversation about education before. And anytime we have it, many of you insist that it's the other way around. You insist that more girls are enrolled in schools than boys. But we have the official data from the ministry. I think perhaps the percentages are different in different states and different regions. So maybe in your state, you have more girls than boys in schools by a slim percentage. But in other states, it's the other way around, with much larger margins. So when we look at the country as a whole, girls are more disadvantaged than boys. So we need to have a serious conversation about how to change that. First of all, what are the factors keeping so many Nigerian children out of school? Ministry says that more than 10 million children are not in school. Secondly, why are those children twice as likely to be girls than boys? It's not a coincidence. There must be reasons why.
What are they? Why are parents choosing to send their sons to school and keep their daughters at home? And once we know those reasons, the third question becomes, what steps can we do to counteract it? How do we convince those parents to let their daughters come to school? And then when their daughters are in school, how do we get people like you and me who own these schools to not come up with silly lists about what girls should be doing as extracurricular activities and what boys should be doing as extracurricular activities? And these extracurricular activities for boys are gaming, cycling, reading, drama, art, orchestra. And for girls, it's baking, reading, cooking, tailoring, hair making. Why can't everybody do everything? Do we push our sons towards science, engineering, and tech more than we push our daughters? Why does that happen? How do we change that narrative? What reasons do parents have for keeping girls home specifically? How do we counteract those reasons? 0700-993-993-993-01465-7190. Now, I want to talk to as many people as possible on the show. Unfortunately, we don't even have a lot of time because, you know, advertisers. So we have, let's see, 5 minutes. Good Lord. 5 minutes. Okay, so I can talk to five people. So let's make the calls 1 minute on the dot, right? 1 minute to each person. Hi, Henry.
Yeah.
Thank you for calling.
From Ikorodu.
Welcome. You're live on the show.
Yeah, Sandra, I'm enjoying your program.
Thank you.
Yeah, one area I want to discuss is that, let me use myself.
Okay.
While I was in secondary school, there's a lot of sports ready for everyone to engage.
Hmm.
Like, I personally love weightlifting.
Okay.
And I could remember our sports, that is a physical education teacher.
Hmm.
He do beg girls, come and join boys. No girls has interest.
Okay.
Nobody wants to come and stress our fine bodies and looks like male's muscular body.
Hmm.
So, to me, I feel ladies have their personal interest. And it's only few ladies who has passion for male's job. And those ladies should be encouraged. You can't force a camel to drink water. He will drink when he likes. So that is my contribution. Thank you.
Thank you very much, Henry, for calling. 99.3, hello.
Hello, Sandra.
Thank you for calling.
Good evening, ma'am.
Good evening.
Hey, Chinaye.
Chinaye, welcome. I'm very well.
How are you?
I'm very well. You've got 1 minute.
In this matter,
mm-hmm.
When I was in secondary school, I used to play ball.
Okay.
My sister Sandra, my family say I don't talk to man. Do you believe that?
I believe that.
If you believe that, I used to believe that, Sandra. They say I be a little woman. I say, okay, what do you want me to do? They say I should, cause I should not play ball again.
Mm.
I say, okay, no problem. I say, I want to bab. They say, no. I don't want me, I know grill. I'm a baba now. I'm a baba. The only thing that is even making me angry with this baba now. Any man that come out, tell me, baba, they'll be saying that man, woman do not touch their hair. Woman do not touch their hair. Is it good?
It's not.
It's not good. And if you're talking about the woman don't want to be established. Woman don't want to do this. Woman say want to do baby now. They are doing well for themselves. And the one that the man that is close to me that say want that is baby cannot baby wish me. I don't know if I get you.
Mm-hmm, I get you.
Now they are making me now to go and waste money now and be learning hairdressing. Now I'm learning hairdressing now to add it to the barber. Is it fair?
It's not fair.
Is it fair? Society, we are living in. I know how to barb. They will not allow me to touch their hair. They will be claiming this, but their girlfriend will be touching their hair. It is good like that. And that is worth it.
No, yeah, thank you very much for calling. Hello. Sorry about that. 99.3, hello.
Hello, good afternoon.
Good afternoon. You've got 60 seconds. Hello? Call us back, please. 99.3. Hello? Hello? Ah, now wow. Let me take messages off of WhatsApp, I beg. WhatsApp is 080-959-75805. I don't know what's happening, what the reason is why we're not streaming live on Facebook, but let me come to WhatsApp, where Adeshino says, the issue of female gender segregation and inferior conditioning keeps existing because we don't have general patterns and rules for children upbringing here. We've always left parenting and children's education to the individuals. This is why we've got irregular and mediocre results so far. Individual parents or schools shouldn't be left alone to determine just anything they like on a particular child. If only we have a government, for instance, if there had been general pattern for schools in this regard, would one school just come up with a style of education which will eventually jeopardize the future of our country in children and child development? It's not the fault of the parents, it's the government. Parents who were already malformed, how can they transform? Adeshino with fire points there. Thank you very much for your message. We've got one here, Manny, who says, we have three children who are all mechanical engineers, two men, one woman. They all study in the US and they're working there. I remember when my daughter graduated, a black American took a photo with her because according to him, that was the first time he had come across a black female who studied engineering in the school. There should be no limits to what anyone can achieve. Manny, your story is very inspirational. We've got more people sending us messages here. Sandra, these days, when my girls cry, I would go like, Mommy, what is the problem? Are you okay? Hope you're not hurt. But my boys, I would scream, let me not catch you making that noise. Why will that school deny the boys? Tailoring, cooking, hairdressing, and those for the girls. That's not fair. Ike, you should let your boys cry. That's actually not a good thing, that when your girls cry, you ask what's wrong. When your boys cry, you say, don't make that noise. Because equality is equality. Equality is not just women be equal to men. It's also men be equal to women. So that means, you know, boys are allowed to express their feelings. Boys are allowed to talk about where it hurts. These are the things that allow men tell you when they've been sexually assaulted, when they are being violated by their spouses, when they're suffering domestic violence, when work is hard. It means that men don't bottle up all of those emotions, because that's what leads to, you know, high blood pressure, stress, early deaths in men. So the goal here is to let men be as expressive as women. I wish we had more time, but we don't. I do hope that I've left you with lots of food for thought with today's glass ceiling. We need to do all we can to encourage our girls to do sciences the way we encourage our boys to do sciences. We'll take a break. When we come back, let's talk about baking.